Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Today we're joined by CBS Sports NFL draft guru Ryan Wilson to break down landing spots for the top running backs in the 2022 NFL draft. Welcome everybody. Today is Thursday, April 14th, and you're listening to Fantasy Football Today in 5. I'm Jamie Eisenberg, and I'm joined by the great Ryan Wilson. Ryan, how are you today, buddy?
Hey, Jamie, I've done a lot of Zoom calls this time of year. I see that people actually who are smart, like your name, for example, you have Jamie and then you have your Twitter handle. I just changed mine. It's been Ryan Finley Wilson for the longest time because of the bet. So lesson learned, dealing with the pros there. It's good to talk to you, Jamie. Haven't seen you since Indianapolis. How you doing?
I know it's been a long time. Let's get to some of these running backs here. So we're looking at your 3-round mock draft and some of the running backs that you have going to a few of these teams here. Let's start with Ken Walker. I know he's your favorite guy. I threw under the bus at the NFL draft or the combine.
That was you.
About Breece Hall. But you have Arizona taking Ken Walker, 55th overall.
I'm top two and I'm not two. That's what Breece Hall told me when Jamie threw me under the bus. Ken Walker, the third. There's so much to love about his game. He transferred from Wake Forest because he wanted an opportunity to play sort of in a pro-style offense. Got that. And absolutely crushed it last year. At Michigan State. I wouldn't say he came out of nowhere, but he sort of burst onto the scene, and the way he plays is so incredibly exciting for me. And I'll give you the comp that I gave our buddy Dave Richard, who immediately dunked in my face. He didn't like it. He was nice about it. J.K. He reminds me of J.K. Dobbins a little bit. Okay. He didn't quite have he didn't do quite as much in the pass game, but I think that's more a function of that offense at Michigan State, and that's something that can change. He told us at the combine he feels quite comfortable he can catch passes. Ran in the high 4.3s, and he actually plays that fast. Impossible to cut to tackle in tight areas, and then once he gets in the open field, it's over. I think in Arizona, gives James Conner someone else to lean on, and obviously Kyler Murray someone else to lean on in that backfield.
They definitely could use another body there. Eno Benjamin currently the backup to James Conner. They lose Chase Edmonds, who signed with the Dolphins. So could see the Cardinals going after running back and Ken Walker. Probably not going to make James Conner fantasy managers happy, but we'll see if that's a situation that unfolds. That's what Ryan has it mocked to in one of his latest 3-round draft, which you can find on CBSSports.com. You have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 60 going with Breece Hall, and that could be something that's good long-term, maybe not so much short-term for fantasy managers, but you like the fit there for Hall with whatever length Tom Brady's going to continue to play, and certainly how long Leonard Fournette is there for the Buccaneers.
Yeah, he's a fun player. And this group sort of feels like the group that came out a couple years ago. I mentioned J.K. Dobbins. That class, that run of second-rounders, I think we're going to have that with some of these players here. Breece Hall is going to run through arm tackles all day. You're not going to be able to come down as a safety and just try to throw your body in the way. He's going to run through you. And then, again, he ran similarly to Ken Walker, the combine, in the high 4.43s, and he plays that way. Again, another guy that doesn't catch a ton of passes out of the backfield, but he has that ability to do so. And I think we'll see more of that once he gets into an NFL offense. He'll be asked to do that, obviously, should he go to Tampa Bay. And if Leonard Fournette can have success catching the ball out of the backfield, I think Breece Hall would be a layup in that regard. He and Ken Walker are really close for me. They're 1 and 1A, basically, and both very similar type players. And I think incredibly explosive at the line of scrimmage. And then once they get to the second level, you can pretty much mark it down. They end up in the end zone more times than not.
I got to tell you, I would not like to see Breece Hall go to Tampa Bay, but I could certainly see where it makes a lot of sense because the Bucs need some help there in the backfield. Ronald Jones now in Kansas City. So could make some sense, but fantasy managers definitely do not want to see that happen. So, Ryan, you might be getting a lot of angry emails as a result of this. Cincinnati taking Isaiah Spiller, running back from Texas A&M at 63, so started the third round. Still in the second round. You like this fit for the Bengals, getting another running back there. They do have Chris Evans there. You know, Samaje Perine might be something that they're looking at. But long-term, he likes Isaiah Spiller maybe as the backup to Joe Mixon, maybe the eventual successor.
You mentioned angry emails. I got plenty of angry tweets about this when this 3-round mock draft came out. Bengals fans, they were second only to the Jets in terms of despising this mock draft to the levels of which I haven't seen since, you know, last week's mock draft. But Isaiah Spiller, you sort of note it. You have Chris Evans. You have Joe Mixon. Is this a huge need? No. Isaiah Spiller, the player, is a really good player. He came into the season over the summer as a possible running back one candidate, maybe late first rounder type player. I don't think that necessarily changed. I just think Walker and Breece Hall had really good seasons. Isaiah Spiller will give you something in the pass game. We saw that at Texas A&M, and he's also, like the other two guys we've talked about, incredibly elusive in small areas. Probably a terrible fit for the Bengals based on groupthink of Twitter. So perhaps he goes somewhere else. But my thinking was that Joe Mixon has an injury history. Evans is good, but is he a guy you're going to lean on all the time? Bengals fans will joke that Samaje Perine is going to get the ball all the time anyway, so it doesn't matter. But I thought it offered some respite to Joe Burrow taking a ton of hits, although they fixed the offensive line, and giving Joe Mixon more of a break as opposed to him being a quote-unquote feature back.
Yeah, you see this when teams have postseason success. They start to think, okay, we're going to be there year after year, and how do we get there? Well, probably get there by preserving Joe Mixon as best we can. So I don't necessarily hate it, but again, I'd like to see Isaiah Spiller from a personal standpoint go someplace where you can get a little bit more action early in his career, but maybe long-term Isaiah Spiller takes over for Joe Mixon. As we know, the shelf life for running back, not exactly very long. This one's fun. 98th overall, you have the New Orleans Saints taking Damian Pierce, running back from Florida. And so there is the potential for Alvin Kamara getting suspended following what happened in Las Vegas after the Pro Bowl. We know the last couple of years they've cycled through different backups. Mark Ingram's still on the roster, but obviously he does not have a very long shelf life as well. So Pierce, do you see him maybe as the eventual successor to Alvin Kamara, or even right away as an immediate piece that the Saints could use if, in fact, this move does come to fruition?
Yeah, you're a Florida Gator there. And you mentioned Alvin Kamara, so we'll find out about that. Mark Ingram's on the final year of his deal. He has 1 year left on that. And, he's certainly on the downside of a really good football career. But I think what Pierce gives you is, and I'm sure you saw this every week in the fall, is that he's quietly a really good football player. We haven't even talked a lot about the running backs in this draft class from the draft perspective in terms of HQ and the podcast and stuff. But he went to the Senior Bowl, and he got a lot of folks' attention in the media. The NFL has known about him. And I think he's just a solid running back that can do a little bit of everything for you, and it's not going to be flashy, it's not going to be Jonathan Taylor type stuff, but it'll be things that get you those extra yards. He's really good in terms of between the tackles, but he can turn the corner as well, and I like him to be better in the NFL than he was in college in terms of catching the ball. So I think those are all things that are positives. I think you're going to a situation in New Orleans where the offense will be the same, even though Sean Payton's no longer there. You still have Carmichael, the OC. With Jameis coming back, and he should be good to go. Again, Jameis isn't going to run around like Taysom Hill. Peyton had hopes for him to do, but he will rely on that run game. And I think that run game will go through Alvin Kamara when he's on the field, of course. And then you have a chance for someone else to get those carries. And I like Pierce to do that.
I like the opportunity for Pierce as well. So it should be fun to see. All right. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Football Today in 5, your audio outlet for fantasy news and advice in 5 minutes, in this case, 5 minutes or more. If you enjoyed the podcast, be sure to leave a 5-star rating on Apple or Spotify. For Ryan Wilson, I'm Jamie Eisenberg. Thanks for listening.
On May 23rd.
I want to go back to normal.
What's normal?
The Paramount Plus original series, Evil Returns.
We've already hunted werewolves and demons.
And now what? A baby antichrist?
Okie dokie.
Prepare yourself.
You will not beat us.
For the end.
I have visions of hell.
Make it stop. Make it shut up.
You're not gonna survive this.
Evil, the final season. Streaming May 23rd. Only on Paramount Plus.